Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we listen to a portion of the billing informational meeting between the City of IMU, residents, and the City of Indianola held with the public earlier this month. IMU General Manager Christus Blank and Indianola Mayor Pam Pepper answer questions.
The question was, there was a slide that said the national increase was due to the pandemic was a 10% increase. And I think the question is there any...
I'm just wondering what Indianola, how we tie back to the national. Were we above it, below it, or what?
Okay, perfect.
Thank you. You know, as far as the pandemic-related increases, we saw those. The data we don't have is, you know, what out of that was attributable to, you know, weather patterns or what was attributable to actually the stay at home. That's the data that we don't have. We did see an overall increase and you know, it is likely attributable probably to that 10% rate to the pandemic. But we also saw a lot of weather patterns changes. And, you know, we don't have the data or haven't gone through to be able to separate that out.
Overall, how much work do we use, but we don't have
a... Nothing to separate out of the weather pattern. So, you know, that's a tough one.
One other quick question, I'll be quiet. On the electrical, have the commercial rates changed? Or what are the commercial rates now, and have they changed?
The question was, what are the commercial rates, and have they changed? They haven't, you know, I don't have those on hand, and I can certainly get back to you. They haven't changed since 2019. 2019 was those last commercial rate increase, just like residential. It was December 1st of 2019, and they haven't changed since that last increase.
I have two questions that I've gotten from, and I just want to make sure that Chris will answer them. One is, before on our utility bills, there was a comparison to the previous year. So I could see this July versus last July, I used this many more electric, water, whatever. Can you give us an update on that for our bills?
Yeah, and that data was available on our last billing system. Middle of the year last year, we changed from our old system to a new system. And while there is data available on our website, it's not yet available on our bills. We should be able to start adding that in later in the year as we have a full year in our system and can look back to the prior month and the prior year. And so we're hoping to add those, but it'll likely be a few more months, July, August, September timeframe. We'll be kind of adding that billing improvement to the process.
And then we re-emphasize that I can look up my bill and look at my comparisons so people know that.
Yeah, and so currently, one item that I think probably, and I'll spin this into a little bit of sales pitch, sorry, but our website, through our new billing system, our website is pretty robust. That current usage is out there, and so if you wanted to look at your this month, that last month, or in any of those profiles, that's currently available on our website. You do need to sign up to get that information, but it's currently available there, just not on our bills. And while we're talking about signing up on our website, I would kind of like to remind everybody, the IMU Board of Trustees has approved a dollar rate or a dollar rate bill credit when you sign up for your electronic bills. And so just a couple of minutes worth of work, sign up to get your bills electronically only. That'll save you a dollar a month. And certainly that represents our cost to issue that bill. And so if you as a consumer wanted to go out and get that electronic and save the utility that money, we are passing that savings on to you. So 5 minutes worth of work, save a dollar for the rest of your life.
Thank you. And then the other question, Chris, is, there's been some chatter on Facebook about my bill has increased and it's not been fixed, but it has been fixed. So would you just like to address that with the conversion to your new system? There were some glitches, but we are past that and everything is good. But any information, please. Thank you.
Yeah, certainly. So we talked about the billing conversion when we went through, you know, the middle of last year. And, you know, unfortunately, like any of those projects of the size and scope, it wasn't perfect. There were some limited instances. I'll just emphasize limited. There was no, you know, systemic or widespread problems. So if you did have a billing problem, you probably, you probably knew it because we've discussed it and fixed it, that you know, some of those fixes and took a little while, but we're past that now, and we've had you know, 4 or 5 months of won't say smooth sailing because that'll you know, that's dangerous, but you know, really no significant problems. And so you know, the IMU customer service representative staff has worked good, worked well. You know, if there was any issues, they've worked hard and resolved those. And so we're fortunately past that. And certainly, if any customer thinks there's an issue, please call 961-9444. Those customer service reps will can walk you through your bill. And you know, I've heard at least secondhand a lot of those conversations, and they do a great job of going through your bill and trying to help you understand where it was, where it's going, what may have happened. And, you know, certainly if there was any issue to resolve, they're there and they're empowered to make those fixes immediately. So
if you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.